The Slip played live on stage at the Electric Factory in Philadelphia today, and we sit down and talk with them beforehand. Composed of brothers Andrew and Brad Barr, along with bassist Mark Friedman, the Boston-based three-piece have recently released the best album of their career with their new one, Eisenhower. It turns out that they brought in producer Matthew Ellard. They brought him on board to steer them away from their improvisational jam band tendencies.
We had a producer who definitely told us to sit down and shut up quite a few times. Matthew Ellard, who also produced some tracks with Wilco and Billy Bragg and Natalie Merchant and Elliot Smith, and he brought a really good sensibility to what we were doing. But we already were prepared to edit ourselves pretty heavy. I think we started to appreciate the idea of a more kind of vertical improvisation and less linear, and the idea that we can lay a track down and then just go at it. Somebody's asleep and somebody's playing a tin can in the corner and, you know, layer it and edit it and layer it and edit it. And that was the kind of improvising that we really got into on this record.
Now, one of the things I think is really cool about your band, and people always say that the best bands this happens, you've been together since you were in high school, really young. Do you think that makes a difference? Have you played with other people along the way?
No.
Well, we have played with other people, and I'd certainly say it makes a difference having played together for so long. I don't know. I wouldn't say that necessarily makes us better or worse, but it does allow a certain amount of sort of psychic behavior to take place and during the show, or even just during, you know, driving in the van, you know, you don't have to explain yourself so much. There's a lot of understanding, and I think that's one of the hardest things with a lot of bands. I think bands have a tough time just communicating with each other, and, you know, you see them kind of disintegrate all the time, and we're really fortunate. I mean, gosh, we've, you know, been together as friends for, you know, better part of 15 years, and it's always getting different. It's never the same.
Has the commitment stayed the same? I mean, you did take a long time making this album. Was the commitment strong throughout?
Through making the album?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would
really
say so.
Really actually a good bonding experience for us.
Yeah.
In a way, definitely. It was a lot of times on the road, you're not spending a lot of focused time together. I don't know. You're just traveling and this and that, but it was really nice for us to just take a few months' time and be in one city and, you know, really get to talk about the vision, you know, every day. It was awesome.
We're talking with The Slip today. Their new album, which is out on Bar None, is called Eisenhower. And I noted that you guys all went to Berkeley, but am I right that you all dropped out of Berkeley? About dropping out of Berkeley that's kind of something you got to do? why did you call it quits?
I think we just had some desires to put out this one album we had inside of us and get on the road. We were kind of young and stupid back then, so we thought we were more in control of our destiny within the next year or two. By just, stopping the curriculum and just hitting the road, I think. And I think we're really thankful for having gone there, though. That was a great time in our development as musicians to just be in a school for like a year, year and a half around all the international styles of, you know, humans and all the music that follows with them. It was really cool for us. It definitely gave us the depth.
I should make sure people understand we're talking about the Berklee School of Music in Boston. Is there do you think there's a style of music that school encourages?
Yeah, polka. Yeah, modern polka, I should say.
You'd think
it's all over the place.
So.
Really.
Is it?
They've got I think they try and reduce it to some kind of bass level theory that from there could spring forth any kind of music, but I think most people seem to be going there to study jazz and that's cool.
Improvisation.
Yeah. Improvising.
But
Boston's
actually,
a great place.
It seems like this now in this day and age, though, technology is a real focus, which is really cool. In the last 10 years, you know, every student there has a laptop and it's a lot about recording. And
it's probably a lot different since we've been there. It's
true.
It's been a little while. There's Boston has a tremendous jazz scene, which is kind of what spurred us on for many years, was just all these great players.
How did Eisenhower become the title of the album?
It's a great question.
Okay. Well, I've noticed that Ike has become more popular nowadays. I've seen a lot of his star is on the ascendant.
Yeah.
So maybe you're just tapping into the
who?
Well, you know,
Ike.
Ike
Turner.
Since we named the album, we have noticed him a lot. He wasn't necessarily in the front of our consciousness. We're talking about President Dwight Eisenhower. What wasn't necessarily in the front of our conscience when we were naming this record, but. But since we did name it, it sort of seems like he's crept into our day-to-day lives a little more. I think I tend to see his image or a quote by him.
It's all his, over the place. It's coming on his 50th anniversary for everything, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with us, and we shall go to the stage for a live performance from The Slip on the World Cafe. Take a love.
Thank you.
A live set from our guest today, The Slip, on stage at the Electric Factory in Philadelphia, finishing up with Children of December. All those tunes are on the new album called Eisenhower. And our thanks to The Slip for playing live for us today. Coming up, it's music from Roxy Music here on The World Cafe.